Summer is wrapping up for kids around the country. It's a bittersweet moment when you have to pull yourself away from warm weather friends. But it's not just kids who yearn for the happy days of camp. There's a place in the foothills of New York's Catskill Mountains where a group of adults gets together every summer for a week of organized play. And the thing that brings them together? Balkan dance and music. Mirella Ivorak of WNYC recently spent a day with these grown-up Balkan heads.
Teenagers to 70-year-olds, hand in hand, form a circle as they dance to the music of a live brass band. As they move, the dance hall vibrates. Welcome to the Balkan Dance and Music Camp. It's 10 p.m. and the party is just starting. The camp in Woodsy, upstate New York, started 30 years ago by an ethnomusicologist, Mark Levy. His wife, Carol Silverman, is teaching Romani singing this year.
His vision was to have a place where people, Americans, could learn about Balkan music, dance, culture.
As the band winds down, people make their way to the Kafana, a cafe. It's open all night with Balkan food and drink, namely plum brandy. Alan Zemel is working the grill, making cevapcici.
They are a mixture of pork, beef, and lamb with all sorts of spicing. It's the national fruit of Serbia.
Zemel's been a Balkan camp regular from the start. What brings him back? The Balkan oasis that's created here. And seeing people like Dan Mullen.
We have this village that we create, and we just keep coming back to it over and over because it's the best part of our whole lives.
Mullen's a fishmonger from Pennsylvania with Irish heritage, but he's a Balkan dance aficionado.
I love the Greek, I love the Serbian, I love the Croatian, I love the Turkish. It's the movement, it's the thrill of being with other people doing the same thing.
Like Mullen, campers spend a week sampling over 40 folk music and dance classes of Greece, Romania, Bulgaria, Macedonia, or Serbia.
Okay, we all of you feel better in
Ljubomir Živko teaches this popular singing class and lives in Belgrade, Serbia's capital. In the camp's early days, teachers from the Balkans were rare. But when communism fell, some emigrated, and some come just to teach classes here. Živko says he enjoys sharing his knowledge with Americans. He says everyone here is extremely friendly. They have a great appreciation of the Balkans and are eager to learn. Nearby campers are trying their hand at the tapan, a Balkan drum that gives off a rich bass sound.
It's almost impossible to not move when you're listening to it.
That's Stacy Sternberg. She's 17 and has come to this camp with her parents since she was 2. She's now in youth band here, plays the violin, and teaches younger kids.
The beats are so strong, and then they have all these like funky melodies and all these interesting meters, and it's really cool. I really like it.
These melodies also attract newcomers, like Michelle Waller, who was born in Greece. She was nervous about being new here. But with circle dancing, she says, it's easy to feel part of the community.
You're just doing something all together, and you're even if it's your first time, you can learn it the first time and become part of this smiling group of people that are just enjoying themselves and their company.
Then, after a week away, the campers wrap things up in true Balkan style. A lamb roast and a party that goes into the wee hours of the morning. For The World, I'm Mirella Ivorak, New York.
News headlines are coming up next here on The World from Public Radio International.